to the post-match Champions League edition of the Monty's Men podcast. I'm Chris. I got Eddie with me.
What up?
We're sad. I'm actually kind of angry. I was angry. That first half made me angry. I don't know about you. I was angry in the first half.
I was disappointed. More than angry.
I was angry just because it seemed like we weren't ready. And I don't know how you can't be ready for that game. And I think we were set up a little bit to be demoralized because of the selection, right? Like, Navas wasn't 100%. He still went 90. I don't know how that happened, but he wasn't 100%. And you could tell that he wasn't 100%. And then our players let us down with some really terrible passing. And I don't know, man. It just didn't seem like they had any fire in them in that first half. It started out good. Like, okay. I mean, Dortmund came out ready to play. I mean, they were on the front foot really early. But then, I mean, we got the early goal. You would have thought we would have been ready after that early goal. And then we just shut off. I mean, just shut down after that.
Defended too deep, I think, and we just invited the Dortmund pressure, and like Sancho just dribbling at us and just easily getting deep in our half, just didn't do anything good for us. I felt even forgot we took the lead, right? Because they were all over us. They were all over us after we scored.
Yeah, I mean, great comeback from them. I mean, you would think on the road they would have had a dip in performance at that point, but not at all. I mean, we score. It's 6.5 minutes in. Suso gets a cross from Fernando, who's kind of at the edge of the box. He crosses it all the way across the box. Suso gets it, dribbles onto his favorite left foot, and then he drags it back onto his right and kind of fools the defender. The defender was not expecting that. He takes the immediate shot. It gets deflected and goes right into the back of the net. Sevilla's up early. We're feeling great. I'm feeling awesome at this point. Yay, we're up. And then crash and burn the rest of the half, man. It was no bueno from there.
That was a long first half because it was, I don't know, they kind of scored in quick succession. They were getting into our box repeatedly, which I think helped Daoud take that shot because Sancho was available for him, and he used that option to create some space for himself, kind of left Fernando flat-footed. And that was his first goal, apparently, of the season. But, I mean, it was a well-taken shot. Way to use his options there. And just, I mean, even how well Bono was playing recently, he wasn't able to get that. That was a well-taken shot by Daoud. And I guess our goal was kind of lucky, but I mean, fortune favors the brave. Good on Suso to use his right, which he isn't scared to do. But Dortmund, I guess, they deserved an equalizer there because they're getting deep into our half, deep into our box repeatedly. And I guess the goal was coming for them.
Yeah, that was just a well-taken goal. I mean, Fernando, if he had the opportunity to close down and might have been able to prevent it, but he just gave him too much space and probably didn't think he was going to take that shot with the other options available. So now we're 1-1, and that's in the 19th minute when they scored. 27th minute is when they got their second. You know, Holland just drove right down the middle of our defense. Jordan tried to, like, slow him down, but did nothing, like, kind of half-hearted tried to drag him down. I don't know. Didn't do anything. He would have got the foul call there, but we probably should have fouled. Anyway, he just keeps dribbling, lays it off. Diego Carlos comes out to try to challenge him, doesn't get there in time, and he's kind of weak on the challenge. Haaland lays it off to Sancho, passes it right back to him. Haaland, kind of a diving, feet-first effort, and scores again. Maybe Bono could have been a little more brave there and came out and challenged, but it would have been a crash. So, you know, Koundé kind of failed to run with Haaland after that pass through too. He just kind of was a little flat-footed there, and Haaland just kept running. That dude's a beast. He is so good. I don't think I realized how good he was until I saw this game. I mean, I knew he was fast and big and physical, but his ability to move with the ball was something I didn't know and didn't expect. So what a player.
Yeah, this is a different specimen we're dealing with here. But the one thing I noticed as soon as Haaland got the ball and dribbled at our defenses, Diego Carlos had his back turned to Haaland and was running towards his goal. So it's like, what are you doing running away from the player? At least face him, be square to him. And that just reminded me of what he was doing in the Europa League in the summer. So he wasn't really ready for whatever Haaland was about to do. Had a quick one to Sancho. And that just led to the breakdown in our defense. I mean, Koundé wasn't, I guess he was left hanging there by his center back partner. And then it was a nice ball, a nice give and go with Sancho there to give a right to where Haaland was going. And I mean, the defense broke down at that point. Bono, you couldn't really blame him for that. And Haaland is as clinical as ever. So once you do that, you let a player like that into your defense that easily, I mean, you're just asking. And the small mistakes really cost us here. A lot of giveaways in that first half. I know there's a main culprit here in terms of that, but we did it to ourselves, really.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed in Carlos and Koundé both not being more physical in that first half. I really thought they should have came in strong and manhandled and really kind of frustrated Haaland, but that never happened. A little bit in the second half where he ended up picking up a yellow card after they decided, hey, let's actually be a little physical with him. But that was the most disappointing thing, I think, for me, is other than the giveaways. I mean, good Lord at the giveaways, but just the defense was so weak. And we've been touting these guys. I was on a podcast this week just touting them, saying that they were going to take care of Haaland. And man, I got let down big time. I look like a fool right now on that podcast. I don't care. Anyway, there were some other good opportunities for Dortmund there. Haaland had a great strike that Bono saved. Hummels had a chance off of a corner where he kind of hit it into the ground and then over the bar. That should have been a goal more than likely if he had taken that a little better. 37th minute, we almost kind of get back into it there. I think it was off a corner, kind of the ball bouncing around a little bit. It comes out to Papu, who hits a great strike from the top of the box, and it hits a dude in the head. And then Carlos gets a header on target. Him and Yen kind of come together there, and Carlos couldn't get enough power on it to score. But, you know, there was at least a few moments in that first half that we didn't look terrible on offense. And then the amateur moment of the first half, I don't know how else to describe it. 43rd minute, Rakitic in the middle with Papu, and he just kind of like laid it off really gingerly, and you know, Papu couldn't do anything with it. I mean, he didn't have any space, didn't have any time. Ruiz takes it right off his feet, dribbles down, right, lays it off to Haaland, and bam, we're down 1-3 at that point. I was praying, can we just get to halftime? Can we just get to halftime? Can we just get to halftime? And then that happened.
Because this Dortmund side could attack you in so many ways. They don't always need the ball. They're probably sometimes even better on the counter. Once they had started scoring, it was like, all right, anyway, you're going to let them score, they'll have at it. Because on the counter, they were lethal. And they're just looking forward to whenever we lost the ball, because our play in possession was really slow. We really didn't help ourselves with that. And not enough verticality, which doesn't come with, I mean, not to put it on Rakitic, but this is what you get when you pair him up with Jordan, who they don't really combine well. They don't, paired with Fernando as well in that trident. That doesn't work. There's not much variety there for that trident to function. I feel like the words poor Rakitic pass has been said all season. And that was a really poor one to Papu. Because, I mean, in the build-up, I mean, he's better than this. Like, come on, you're going to pass to the guy that's right next to you who's getting pressed at the same time. That like, there was the option for to lay it off to Koundé there on the right, and that was the worst option. I guess that just sums up our play in that first half. Like, a lot of cheap giveaways, and they're costly in the Champions League, and it's unfortunate that it all had to come together, but we were given a lesson there.
Rakitic definitely, that wasn't his only one either. I mean, he had a ton of giveaways in the first half, and he gets the hook, right?
Yeah, I would have been surprised if he was still on the pitch. But, I mean, I'm not sure what Olivera has to do to get a start in those games. I guess we've been kind of saying this all along, that Lopetegui's not really, I guess our home games aren't the best. We play like an away side. And at home, since last season, hasn't been our best showing. But yeah, not enough verticality when you have Rakitic and Jordan playing together. They don't complement each other too well. I feel like Jordan does enough for the both of them. So having Rakitic there just makes it redundant. Oliver or even Oscar deserves more of those minutes. And yeah, not to be harsh on Rakitic, but he himself knows that he's not playing well enough. Like, that's definitely not what he came here to bring at all, especially with all that experience. I definitely expect more from him. Diego Carlos, that was definitely poor on him on the second goal. Like, this is not the level you bring to the Champions League, honestly. And for Lopetegui to adjust at halftime, to bring on Gudelli and go three at the back, I guess that helped in some way, but at that point it was kind of too late, because he definitely had his mind made up when he brought on those three subs after 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Because your best creators on the field, Papu and Suso, the goals are going to come from a play from one of them, but I guess he only gave him 15 minutes and not much was done in that 15 minutes.
They made that triple substitution there. You know, De Jong came on for Yen, Munir on for Suso, and Torres on for Papu. And that really kind of changed the game. I mean, I think the first sub with Gudelli coming on for Rakitic and going three in the back definitely solidified our defense. And we talked about this on the forum, where, you know, people were saying, hey, you're down two. What are you doing bringing on a defender, right? Like, some people didn't like that sub, but to me, I thought we had to fix what was broken before we could go forward and attack. And that's what Lopetegui did. He solidified kind of that back three, and we looked much better. There wasn't as many attacks from these guys coming at that point. So, you know, the three subs come on. There was a chance not too long after that 64th minute where Navas crossed to the back post and Escudero gets a shot off and it kind of got deflected wide. But, you know, pretty good chance there. Oscar came on in the 72nd minute. Who did he come on for?
Oscar Jordan? Came on for Jordan, yeah.
Jordan, that's right. And then, you know, less than a minute later, De Jong gets, like, bowled over by Hummels. And less than a minute later, Oscar lines up for the free kick there, and he drills it off of John's head. It hits the post, and then the keeper able to knock it away. Nothing from it. It was a good chance. I mean, it was a great free kick.
I don't even think the keeper knew much about it. Because it just hit the post and it went off him. So that was is unlucky. But I mean, good effort at least. But to be fair, Oliver definitely had an immediate impact once he came on. Definitely quicker with his decisions. He definitely scans his options before making a pass and usually makes the right one and just makes the play makes it work, to be fair. He's definitely more forward-thinking, much more than Rakitic was. So I guess that helped us. Perhaps it was better for him to start. I guess he's not trusted defensively, but I do think he does his fair share. But, I mean, it's hindsight is 20/20, right? But, I mean, much better showing from us in the second half, but I feel like even when we went with the back three, I feel like Dortmund was just more prepared to sit back. and just allow us to have the ball and then just counter from there. I don't know if it really made much of a difference going to the back three. Sure, we looked more solid, but I feel like Dortmund wasn't looking that much for more goals. They're just picking their moments to
attack. they're settled, right? They're just like, hey, let's not give up any. And yeah. I mean, you got to feel really good up with three away goals. But, you know, the Sevilla way is never give up, and we didn't. We come back. 84th minute, Oscar set up De Jong off of another free kick. Delivers a great ball, kind of the back post, and De Jong, you know, does a really good job of getting to it and getting a foot on it and putting it past the keeper. So now we're down 2-3 and looking a little better. Crazy stuff in kind of that extra time there. There was a penalty shout. I thought it was a penalty on De Jong. He kind of got dragged away on a opportunity where he was trying to make a move, and VAR looked at it. Nothing happened. Then there was the other play where there's people laying on the ground and Sevilla's driving, and then the ref just decides to, hey, I'm gonna stop the game and check on everybody, make sure they're okay. I was flipping out what was going on there. I didn't understand what he was trying to do. And then to make matters worse, Lopetegui's going crazy. He gets a yellow card. That was right at the end of the game, like 93rd minute. I guess we're in the 94th minute at this point. Everybody gets up. Sevilla gets the ball back, and then he ends the game. Didn't add any extra time after that. Like, this ref was terrible throughout the game. I thought he was really terrible. There was times where Dortmund would just push our guys down and no calls. So maybe we're just used to getting those because of La Liga. But I don't know, man. What do you think about the penalty shout and then that last little whatever in the heck it was?
I think it was desperate, to be fair. I didn't really think there was much in that. Sure, could have you've seen those given maybe, but it was kind of soft to me. I think it was just desperation. I didn't really have that much issues with the referee. I guess he let the play go a few times, which I don't mind. Sometimes the play in the Champions League is a little bit more physical. They allow that. So I didn't really find too much fault with the referee. But some weird calls there towards the end, but whatever. We were having a poor game, so just relying on referee decisions just says everything about how we were playing. And I guess we're definitely fortunate to get that second goal, because if it was still 3-1, I know it's Nunca Serinde, but like it would definitely have been much harder to go to Dortmund and get a result there, because you already know we don't score as much. Sure, we're playing better, been playing better recently, but to have to score 3 goals at Dortmund is, I mean, with the way our attack looked on the night, you're like, where was the goal going to come from? And the first goal was fortunate. The second goal was off a set piece. And besides that, really didn't have much.
Not a lot there. But, you know, it's still Dortmund. They've still been in this terrible form. They still have the same defense. There's always a chance. I think there's a chance.
There's definitely a chance in the second half, but this is the Champions League, and Dortmund came out to play, and we didn't. We didn't at all. Unfortunately, definitely some, like, all across the pitch. Like, I don't know who was our best player on the night. I guess it was Oliver who came on with 30 minutes to go. That's kind of embarrassing. So for us not to show up like that after how we've been playing is definitely a head scratcher. Sure, maybe Lopetegui could have changed his approach. I mean, I don't want to put, say, Papu maybe could have done more, but there wasn't enough going on for him to create anything. With Suso as well, maybe he could have done more, taking more of a leadership position earlier in the game. But I guess it was too late in the second half for them to do anything. I guess the formation changed to try to get both players closer together, but still we didn't really create much. And by that time, it was too late. And you have to take advantage of chances in the Champions League. You're not going to get enough.
It's true. And maybe we were just a little overconfident. I mean, we'd been playing well, but we haven't been playing the best competition. I mean, we did beat Barcelona, but hey, we saw how they performed in the Champions League. So maybe this was just a little false pretense on our part of you know, being a little overconfident going into this match. So I don't know. We'll see. We get them again in 3 weeks. We've come back before. We could definitely do it again. I'm not giving up hope. Monty's not giving up hope. He said on Twitter last night before bed, he said, one last thing before thinking about Osasuna. We lose 2-3 against a magnificent team, and there is not one of us, not one, who does not think we are going to come back to bed with pride, brushing my bald head. As my friend Santi says, we are effing Sevilla Football Club. So I can kind of give you a mindset of where the team, well, at least where Monty is at the moment. That's kind of where I'm at. I think we're going to come back. I have that. I think we're going to persevere.
It's definitely far from over. I mean, being a fan of this club, you should know that already. So it's just results, losses always hurt. So it's always normal to think all doom and gloom, especially of how we performed on the night. But it's definitely far from over. We've had comebacks before. It only takes 2 goals to get the result. But whether we're going to stop Dortmund from scoring is the question. But I'm pretty sure we're going to have a much better showing, because this is probably our worst performance in terms of like quality of the opposition. We haven't played that bad against a good opponent in some time.
And Brian on the boards actually, you know, made an interesting thought too. So we've got the semifinal of the Copa against Barca on the 3rd of March, and then the second leg of Champions League 6 days later. So kind of a tough little stretch for Lopetegui to manage there with, you know, does he rotate or who does he start and how does he prepare for both matches, which is important. You know, you want to stay in both competitions, I think, but do you prioritize one over the other? I'm not sure at this point. I think you go for both, right?
No, you don't prioritize anything. You play the next game to win. That's it. I don't want to hear about, well, let's at least make sure we have some players fresh for this game, or we go in to win every game. That's the bottom line. I don't care whether we at least get a trophy and the Copa, like just win every game and play to your best ability. Like, we're still in the Champions League. We better be in it to win it. We're still in the Copa del Rey. We have to be in it to win it. I'm sure top four is an objective, but see how you can finish as high as you can. But even this next match against Osasuna, because if we don't bring it against Osasuna, it might snowball from there. Who knows? Maybe could say maybe we peak too early. Stuff like that. That could happen if you have successive bad performances. As always, the next game is the most important. So we have to fix that. And I guess the only positive from this is that we're going to have a different approach in the return game, because now we're not going to have to sit back and try to play the conservative game. We have to go at them. And we don't usually start games with that mentality. So it might be a more forward-looking lineup, a more attacking-looking lineup. And I guess I'm looking forward to that, to see how Lopetegui will adjust in the return leg.
Yeah, I hope he starts kind of how we finished the game. I mean, I think that's the lineup. You maybe put an Ezri in there just to get some pace up top, but put these guys on and let them run, but let them go after it. That's what I think. Yeah, so we got Osasuna on Monday, a rare Monday game for us, on the 22nd of February, 3 p.m. That's the La Liga game coming up. And then right after that, we've got Barcelona in the league on Saturday, the 27th at 10:15 a.m. Osasuna actually beat Levante on Sunday too. Shut them out, got a clean sheet, 1-0.
As long as Chimi Avila is not there to score golazos against us, I'm fine. I'm not worried.
He's back in training, so he might actually play. I mean, it'll be the first time in a long time, but I did hear in the game, I was watching the Osasuna Levante game, and he is back in training, so maybe he does play. But let's hope he doesn't do what he did a year ago. So, changing subjects, I'm done with that game. Let's move on. Sevilla Atletico, they played on Sunday and won 1-0 against Cordoba. And they play this weekend against El Ejido. I think I said that right. El Ejido, right? Yeah. I got it. Yeah. I nailed it. That's coming up this Sunday, 11 a.m. away down there on the Costa de Almeria. So those guys are on seven. They're in seventh place on 17 points. Sevilla Atletico is fourth place on 22 points. So good run of form lately for those boys down there in Andalusia and the Jesus Navas training. Or no, what is it? It's the Jesus Navas Stadium. I don't remember what the training center is called. Do you remember?
I'm drawing a blank right now.
Dang it. I went there when I was in Sevilla last time. And I don't remember the name of it. Oh, well, whatever. It's not Antonio Puerta, is it? Is it named after Puerta? Damn it. Now I've got to look it up. It is called Ramon Cisneros Palacios Ciudad Deportivo.
They usually just say Ciudad Deportivo, just like... The sporting facility. But yeah, Cisneros. I mean, I don't usually remember that name.
So, perseverance, that's my word of the day. It just landed on Mars, and I'm just going to use that as my motto. I'm going to persevere.
Perseverance. I mean, I just hope to see something different in the next game, because that was just pathetic, man. The way we've been playing recently, and then to play Dortmund like that, I mean, and I don't care how bad Dortmund was playing. This is a Champions League match, and you know they have a chance to do something this season. I mean, at least they have the Champions League, right? So they took that chance. And what did we do? Like, didn't do jack.
Man, I changed my shirt at halftime. Like, I was trying everything. I was like, what am I wearing? I'm going to change this to see if I can get some mojo changing. But golly, man, I've never felt that disappointing in a match and angry in a match. That first half, that was horrible. Anyway, it's all done. Let's move on.
All right. I just hope we make up for it and not make this thing us. Hey, we're just a Europa League level team and round of 16 is too much for us. They're going to have to speak on that now, man.
It's not just us, though. It's the whole La Liga. They're bashing on La Liga now because of Barcelona and then Real Sociedad's performance today in Europa. They're just bashing on La Liga, saying we're done as a league.
I think there's a case that could be made that La Liga's quality has dipped in the last couple of years. I wouldn't argue against that. But, I mean, just show it on the pitch. I mean, Champions League is not going to define all that, but there's definitely a decrease in quality and amongst the top sides for sure. But the ball is in your court. Like, just show it on the field, man. Just show it on the field. Like, I don't care what they say about other teams. You can only control what your team does, and just do your best. I mean, Sevilla, for where they're at, we're doing fine. I mean, this is not catastrophic. We are where we're supposed to be. And if we get knocked out in round of 16, so be it. Just make sure you're there next year.
That's it. I agree. So Osasuna game, is that home or away?
That's away.
Okay. So we got a trip up there. Cool. Let's go win it.
El Sadar. I hope to see something different, man, because that was pretty pathetic. That was pretty pathetic. Like, I need to get that taste out of my mouth because that was...
Do we see Rakitic? Does he play Monday?
It's fine if he plays, but don't play like that, man. You're wearing that number 10, man. Like all season, we could have been criticizing you. But, like, we just chose not to. And then, like, when the most important game of the season and you're still doing this stuff, it's like, come on now. And, like, the worst of the blunders, too. So it's like, come on now.
Yeah. I agree, man. Jim, Tim, all you guys, I'm sorry we couldn't get you onto the podcast this week. My schedule's kind of crazy with work, so sorry about that. Hopefully soon. And until next time, vamos mi Sevilla.
Vamos, campeón.